This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in December of 2019. The name of the company is CO2 Grow Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLONF. And you can also find them up there on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol GROW. And with us today to bring us up to speed and up to date is Aaron Archibald. He is in charge of sales and strategic alliances. Aaron, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much for having me again.
You know, before we get started, it's been a little while, probably about 7-8 months, if you will. Give some of my new listeners just a little bit of a backstory of what your company does, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Absolutely. We're a company that delivers CO2 to growers. Our mission is to accelerate the growth of all value plants safely, efficiently, and profitably using our patented CO2 delivery systems. We deliver CO2 to all indoor plant growers, not simply, ones with high-tech greenhouses, but simple shade houses, even outdoor applications. With that, we, usually see an uptick in yields of about 30% and a decrease in cycle times by about 25%. So it's a real value add for our customers.
Absolutely. One of the reasons why I asked you to come on the show is to bring us up to date. Can you give us a brief background of the CO2 Grow mission to revolutionize plant growth, your target markets, and how your technology really works?
Yeah, absolutely. So our target markets are all value plants. So that's anything from microgreens and lettuce to, peppers, tomatoes, hemp, cannabis, certain strains of biofarming tobacco they use to make vaccines. We've worked with all those types of plants. And so what we do is we dissolve CO2 into a mistable solution. So it's water and CO2. And that's misted in a very, very fine spray onto plants. And what that does is it creates a microfilm around the plant, which then drives the CO2 through the plant leaf and stem. And plants, as everyone knows, need CO2. I mean, humans and plants are symbiotic. We breathe in oxygen. We breathe out CO2. They take in CO2 and breathe out O2. And when they keep the C, which is the carbon, and
right,
makes plants grow. So that's what we're doing. We're efficiently growing plants for growers.
August the 6th, you guys put out a press release about a non-broker deal. If you would, bring us up to how that equity financing came about.
Yeah, that is a very exciting thing for our company. It's with Osprey Ag Sciences. They had looked at us as a potential investment opportunity. They invest only in sustainable and cutting edge ag tech companies. So to have them as a strategic investment partner is great. It was a fully subscribed offering. They took up the whole amount. It comes to close to $3 million with both tranches, which the first one's coming in now. The next one will be in about 18 months. So it really validates our technology and our mission and our goals. And having a company like that want to invest in us speaks to what we're doing correctly. And I think just as importantly as having the financing in place to build out our sales and marketing team and our support team, they'll be able to introduce us to a tremendous amount of potential customers and companies that they've also invested in. They'll have a person sitting on our board, so I very much look forward to some guidance from them. They tend to like to have a person on the board of the companies they invest in. So I imagine we'll see ourselves partnered up with other symbiotic technologies that we can actually put together and create an even better solution for our target customers. So I'm very excited about it going forward.
We're in very worried times right now, especially with the COVID-19 hovering around us and going to be here for some time. That being said, can you tell us the progression of your company in 2020 and what can investors expect going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, COVID-19 has been tough on everyone. For us, we are a somewhat virtual company, and we deal with regional sales groups and regional installation and support groups. So some of the travel bans haven't affected us the way some other companies maybe have. 2020 was really our target commercialization year. 2018, as you know, was sort of proof of concept, trial, R&D. 2019 was about finding some early stage adopters to prove out the technology. And then in 2020, the plan was to hit the ground running and start selling these systems and leasing these systems throughout North America and certain international regions like the UAE and Israel, which are extremely arid and need irrigation infrastructure. So we've been able to stay on point on that. For 2020, we've got over 25 new installations. And when we say it's a commercial feasibility, these are paid installations that are working on a portion of a grower's field or greenhouse. And so what they do is they try it out, they use the rest of it as a control. And when they see that we can add, greater yield, decreases in cycle time, and a reduction in pathogens, it's an easy second step to sell them on the rest of the thing. So I'm really pleased with where we're going with that. We've had a number in the United States and Canada, which is our backyard, but we've also had two set up in the UAE as well as another one in Israel.
How about price point? How about price point on these installations? Can you give us something on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, the larger the installation, the greater the price. There are some economies of scale there, but a lot of these small ones are actually coming in with a significant CapEx and OpEx savings to a standard CO2 system. Plumbing is always cheaper than HVAC, which is heating, ventilation, and air conditioning and humidity control. So by doing that, we're saving on infrastructure costs on them because we are an irrigation system that mists the water on the plant. So it's more economically feasible for growers, especially when they see the yield increases and the decreases in pathogens. So that's definitely helping us move this product forward.
My guest today has been Aaron Archibald. He is he's in charge of sales and strategic alliances with CO2 Grow Inc. You can find this company on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLONF. You can find them on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol GROW. Aaron, before I let you go, what is it that you really want your investors and my listeners to take away from today's interview?
Well, I think I'd really like them to know that there is a significant investment from the management group. We still own over 20% of the stock. We're still working for no cash compensation, so we're vested in seeing that stock price move up. The fact that we have a partner in Osprey Ag Sciences that's taking on another 20% ownership stake, and the fact that we are in commercialization now and we'll likely see free cash flow and profits in 2021, it's a great time to invest.
I want to thank you for coming back on the show. The only thing I ask is that you wait, eight or nine months to come back on the show. That's too long.
We'll try and get me back sooner than I think.
Aaron, thank you so much. Looking forward to it.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.